There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, and too rare to die.
Hey guys, what is up? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Day Zero podcast. So thank you guys for being a part of this. Thank you guys for listening. As usual, if you get any value out of this, please do me a solid like, share, subscribe, 5-star on Apple Podcasts or wherever you guys listen. You know, I want to help you guys. My job here is to just kind of give you some insight of somebody who has been through shit similar to you and kind of gone, you know, gone from where I was to where I want to be, where I am, and hopefully where I want to be. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what it takes to get to become who you want to be. And I want to show you one of the first steps, right? One of the first steps for me, and it's not completely clear yet, right, is who do I want to be? You know, what do I want to become? And we're going to talk about how you can kind of hack that, right? And you're going to hear fake it till you make it, right? And that's bullshit. And I want to explain to you why I think faking it till you make it is bullshit. The reason that's bullshit is it's not real. Like you can't fake. I guess you can fake money for a little while, right? So I guess you could fake being rich. You could be fake being an internet mogul or a influencer or whatever you guys want to, you know, fake. But what happens is this: that credit card dries up. That credit card is not going to be real. And what happens is when you meet people who do have legitimate money, they can tell, right? You know, thinking about it related to fighting, you know, everybody talks about how good they are at fighting until the first punch is thrown and all of a sudden like they're fucking having a seizure, right? You know, fighters know that. Like, you know, even guys who have gnarled up ears like I do and fucked up shaped heads, like some of those guys can't fight, and a true fighter knows that. So a real person who's made it, a genuine person, can tell his fakeness. You know, you hear all the time, real knows real, right? I have been friends with some of the biggest drug dealers in the area, like Southeast area. Not like fucking Pablo Escobar, but these guys move a lot of weight. And they loved me for whatever reason. They loved me. And it's because they knew when I said something, I meant it, you know. And I'm not gonna say I wasn't fucking scared dealing with those guys. You know, I learned a lot from them. I learned more about business from those guys than any fucking business course I ever took. So it really was interesting. But, you know, they understood that if I said something, I meant it. I said, I'm gonna put my fucking hands on you. If you don't do that, I meant that. So they respected me and I respected them. Not respecting what they did so much. I don't disrespect it. I think selling drugs is one of the, I think selling drugs is the truest form of entrepreneurship there is. Like, you're never going to find a more capitalistic fucking group of people than drug dealers. Supply, demand, regulations, it's fucking tough. But the reason I'm talking about this is I don't want you guys fake it until you make it. Because if you pretend you're tough, you pretend you're something you're not, you're going to slip up. The longer you live a lie, the longer you have to live a lie, the harder it's going to be to keep up the details. And details fucking matter. So why am I telling you guys this? Well, real simple, all right? So how do you become the person you want to be, all right? You don't fake it till you make it. You do not fucking rent a Lambo and take selfies in front of that motherfucker. You do not buy clothes you can't afford. You don't buy Gucci's. One of the richest fucking dudes I know, personally know, he looks homeless half the time. Like, dude, that homeless dude just stole that Porsche. I guarantee it, right? I didn't know he had money for a long fucking time. But, you know, he can tell, he points it out to me. He can really tell when someone's fucking full of shit when it comes to the money, right? So if you can't fake it till you make it, right? Because you're going to impress the losers, you know, and that's the wrong people to impress. You want to impress the people who you want to be with, who you want to be peers with, okay? If you want to level up, if you want to be a better person, if you want to take who you are to the next level, it's not fake it till you make it. It's act in the manner of the person you want to be, right? And that may even sound dumb. So basically, what does that mean? That means act like the person you want to become. How would Johnny Buck at the end of 2023 act? How would he do? How would he conduct? How would he conduct himself? How would he behave? How would he spend his money? How would he interact with this person? How would he answer this phone? How would he answer that phone? Think about how the person you want to become. Think about that person. How are they going to act in this situation? And that's how you need to act, because faking it till you make it, it's not going to fucking work. Like, I've seen fake a million fucking times. Everyone knows fake, including fucking fake people. So when you're trying to impress somebody, when you're trying to do the things that you need to do, when you're trying to level up, when you're trying to go to the next spot, don't fake it till you make it. Act how the person you want to become would act. And that's easy decision. And I'm going to tell you this across the board, 99% of the time, right? There are some outliers, but fuck it. We can't help with that. There are some people who win the lottery, right? So when it comes to being successful, when it comes to being a better person, what do those people do in general? Well, they take care of themselves, right? They work out, they eat right, they do things that improve their health. So that's step one, right? They speak confidently. They know what they're talking about. What I mean by that is, if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, shut your goddamn mouth, right? Just shut the fuck up. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So injecting your little piece of information, if you don't know what you're talking about, is going to be detrimental. So listen, right? If you do know what you're talking about, though, speak confidently, right? Talk about the things that you do know. I'm lucky for me. I've had a ton of experience, all different things. I've done construction. I understand computers a little bit, like back end. I'll be like, hey, man, listen, I have no clue what I'm talking about, but this is what my buddy does. That may not help you, right? So I've got to be around a lot of people because I've a lot of the times been in the right place at the right time. And when I was there, they knew that when my mouth was open, it was value. Okay. So take care of yourself. Don't act like an idiot. Don't talk like an idiot, right? You know, when a person is successful, what's their time look like? Are they spending a bunch of time playing Xbox? I play more Xbox now than I have ever since before I was a loser. Right? Back when I was a loser, I played more Xbox. Now I play a lot of Xbox. When I was getting to where I want to be, right, I schedule that shit. I told my buddy, oh, man, I can't play tonight because I have X, Y, and Z to do. I played earlier. I got about an hour in, maybe a little bit less. That was enough, right? So you take care of your time. So take care of yourself, physical health, mental health, all that stuff, all right? When you're speaking, speak confidently. Like, know what you're talking about. Make sure what you're doing is adding value. Don't talk out your ass, right? And number three, manage your time, okay? So how do you know what you want to become? Like, those are three things that have been the most beneficial to me, to give me clarity, right? Or once I got clarity. So it's managing my time, taking care of my body, because, you know, I was bedridden for 4 fucking days, and that sucked. You know, the autoimmune shit, for you guys who are listening, I've got mixed connective tissue disorder. Aha, I'm remembering, right? It fucks you up. Long story short, it's autoimmune. It sucks. It fucks up my stomach. I didn't do anything. So, what happens is, take care of your health. Like, eat right. Don't. One of my things I do every day, I have a note: don't eat like an asshole. So take care of yourself, right? Make sure when you're speaking, you're not speaking out of your ass, right? That's important. And then manage your time, right? Be unapologetically protective of your time as well. What that means is, do not spend time doing dumb shit, right? My phone stays on do not disturb. Like, you cannot get a hold of me. Like, not even my wife. Nothing that matters that important that phone call is going to deal with. So be very protective of your time. So, and the last part is this. Once you know what you need to do, who you want to become, start working towards that person. It doesn't have to be your final form, like whatever the fuck Pokemon or Goku, whatever you guys fucking watch is, right? It's, who do you want to be at the end of the year, right? Who is Johnny Buck in 2024? Who is that guy? So how's he going to behave? What's he going to do? Right? How's he going to take care of himself? How's he going to look? How's he going to feel? Okay. And how I found to be the easiest way to do that is this. It's been the simplest. There's two ways. I'm going to give you guys two ways for this. One, write everything you are dissatisfied with in your life. And I forget who said this. I stole off another podcast. Write down on a piece of paper everything you're dissatisfied with in your life. Are you fat? Are you out of shape? Are you poor? Are you bad with money? That's me right now. Are you sick? Are you wasting your time? Do you scroll on Facebook too much? Whatever the situation is, write everything you're dissatisfied with. How are your relationships? This is the best relationship. This is the best my relationship has been in a long fucking time. Probably the best relationship. No, definitely the best relationship I've ever had in my entire life. I'm putting work in on that. You know, I want to be a present husband. That's important to me. I want to be in shape. I want to be ungovernable. I want nobody to fuck with me. I want to be so rich and so healthy that no one can fuck with me. That's what I want. So how do you become that, right? You write down all the things that you're dissatisfied with. And then on the opposite side, write what you want to fix that, right? If you're not making as much money as you want to, how much money do you want to make, right? I had a stupid number. I want $1 million a year personal income. I don't know why. I just picked that number. It wasn't my exact goal, but it was the opposite of what I was having now, which is not enough money, right? So we process these things out. And you can make adjustments on the back end as you get closer to that. So that's option one. When you do that, start making a plan of action. Start making decisions that take you from A, where you are now, to B, where you want to be at the end of the year. I think that's really fucking important. It's a B to A exercise, something I do in my gym, something I picked up from some of my coaches I work with, is A is where you are now, B is where you want to be, right? What can I do to move from A to B? Does this move the needle from A to B? If it doesn't, then don't fucking do that. That's how you don't fake it till you make it. You don't pretend you're at B. You make decisions that help you move towards B, right? You act in a way the person B would act, right? I've got a lump sum of money coming in. I know exactly what I want to do with it versus exactly what Johnny Buck will do next year. Okay, it's supposed to be very, very fucking different, unfortunately. I'm still buying a goddamn flamethrower. Don't care. I've been talking about it. Not heard back from that dude yet. But get me a fucking flamethrower. So it's only a couple $100. So that's option one. Everything you're dissatisfied with, and then how you want the outcome or the opposite of that if you don't have an exact outcome. So I'm still trying to figure out what my number is for money, by the way. So for now, it's $1 million a year. We'll figure it out. Number two, this is the one I think is most powerful. I picked up at WinCon, Lyle, I can't remember his fucking last name. Learby? I don't remember. Sorry, Lyle. Great fucking dude. Big fan of his. He goes, write your obituary, right? If you are unclear of who you want to be or what you want to become right now, go ahead and write your obituary. What would somebody be saying about the perfect you to become the person you want to be? Act that way, all right? We're not faking like we're that person because you can't fake it that much, right? But you can act in accordance with the way of the person who you want to become, Ken. That's how you become successful. I wrote my obituary. I may post it one day. No, I better not. My mom thinks I'm dead. Never mind. I'll have to call her first. But yeah, write your obituary. What do you want to be? Like, what do you want to be known for? Like, what do you want people to talk about on your deathbed? I think that's one of the most powerful ways to figure out exactly who you want to be. So that's it, guys. You know, short, sweet podcast. You cannot fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it is bullshit. I want you to become the person you want to become. And this is the way you do it. You're not where you want to be. I am blissfully dissatisfied. I am more than happy with everything I have than right now in my life, but I'm not done. I have more work to do. And in order to get to that person, I need to act the way that that future me is going to act. And this is how you do it. So act how you want to become. Don't fake it till you make it. All right, guys, I love you. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Please, if you got any value out of this, share this, like, tag, send it to your friends. Shoot me a DM, shoot me a fucking message, email, whatever. Email is dayzeropodcast@gmail.com. For now, until I get my website up, because I'm lazy. It's just not a priority. I don't give a fuck, but thank you guys. Oh, yeah, last thing, my podcast is growing, so thank you guys for sharing that. You guys who are listening to this, you know, 14, 15 minutes, dude, thank you very much. I hope you guys like my new intro. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm trying to figure out how to edit it a little better so there's less downtime, but man, it's been fun. All right, guys. I love you. Later.